Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Noise pollution can be rather difficult to live with, whether it's noisy neighbours or heavy traffic. And in a surprising twist, it turns out that plants are also impacted by too much noise, but not in the way you might think. Jenny Phillips has been studying the seedlings of native trees around gas wells in New Mexico. She's found that noise pollution drives away the animals that the plants rely on to spread their seeds, as she explains to Katie Haler.
We were focusing on two tree species, so pinyon pine and juniper. And both of those tree species are very important for wildlife, but especially pinyon pine because they have these delicious pine seeds that wildlife depends on for food. My collaborator, Clinton Francis, initially noticed that pinyon jays and scrub jays are less abundant in these areas that have noise. And he was wondering, because these birds are so important for dispersing the pinyon seed, would that affect where these trees occur? So he did an initial seedling count back in 2007, and we came back to those same exact sites in 2019. We take live noise readings at the plots, but then we also have the overall kind of treatment plots, so we can divide it into noise versus control versus previously noisy. So plots that used to be noisy and now are quiet, and then plots that used to be quiet and now are noisy.
So what did you find out? You've got these various conditions. You've got some plots that are quiet, some that are noisy, and then some that used to be loud and some that are now loud and used to be quiet.
The long-term plots that haven't changed, you see a decline in both community composition, seedling recruitment, and the number of saplings for pinyon pine. In terms of these plots that had noise removed, you are not seeing a recovery in the pinyon pines. And so what we think is happening here is that the scrub jays have episodic memory. So they're smart birds. If they ever encountered noise there a year or 2 years ago, they might possibly be remembering that they had a bad experience there. That wasn't a good place to store their seeds. So they're not coming back there once the noise is removed. And because of that, you're not getting any sort of recovery in terms of the pine forest being able to start growing back in that area.
Is it just these jays that are doing this, or do you need to think about other animals as well?
Almost all the animals out there eat pinyon pine. The reason the jays are important is because they eat it, but they also cache it. So they actually plant it in the ground and hopefully come back for it later, but they forget a lot. So it's forgotten ones that become the next generation of the forest. There are lots of other birds that disperse the juniper. So bluebirds, there could be things like gray fox and other meso predators that are dispersing seeds in the system. And so it just depends on whether they're sensitive to noise or not.
Overall, what does this tell you about the impact of noise on plant life?
Birds and all these other animals, insects like pollinators, can be disrupted by noise that we might not think have much of an impact, or maybe, oh, it only affects this one species. But this is really the first time you're seeing a full cascade down to the vegetation. And so when we think about conservation or mitigation of any sort of construction activity, we need to really consider all the different steps and interactions between community members.
Jenny Phillips from Texas A&M San Antonio. The paper's just been published in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.